The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
Yo, Dolores!
Luis! You just scared the shit out of me.
I'm sorry.
I almost just slipped and hit my head.
Hey, unless that was your name, I didn't mean to...
Can I not get some privacy in here?
But I see you naked all the time.
You could still not.
Okay, but I gotta tell you something.
Okay, but can I just get 5 seconds of fucking privacy, please? Fuck, man.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, I got more privacy in prison. What?
Okay, 2 things. First, I made you some soup.
Soup?
Joy said you wasn't feeling well.
Oh.
She said you were sending clients away?
I'm not sick. I'm not allowed to take a mental health day.
Nah, chill. You could take a mental health day, but I heard you were sick, so I'm just trying to take care of my girl here. Dolores?
That's very nice of you, Luis. I really don't have an appetite right now, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, if you want it later, I could always heat it up for you.
And I'm sorry I snapped at you before.
Oh. Nah, that's nothing. Here, you want some of this? It's called Gorilla Glue. It's a 50-50 hybrid.
I'm good for now. Is there a second thing?
Okay, you're not even ready for this. I just had a very interesting phone call with one Mr. Jonah Perlman.
Uh-huh.
So he's telling me how he's the new acting head of Perlman Properties right now, since they don't know where his old man went.
So they know he's missing?
Well, he is missing.
Okay, but they're looking for him now, you're saying?
Okay, look, well, Jonah did say they found his cell phone.
Then why was he calling you?
Because he's been talking to Nelly.
Uh-huh.
And Nelly was showing him all our new social media and the blog and everything, right? So now he calls me. And he's like, he knows they gave us an offer to buy out the lease. But what would I think about maybe selling him part of the business? Like him coming in as an investor. Dolores... He wants to buy part of Empanada Loca.
Did he make you an actual offer?
Nah, not yet. He said he had to talk to his lawyer first, because, see, now he understands that we are a commodity. So if he wants to get in on all that, I hear offer, sure, but not yet. Shit, he could take me to court first, because by the time we get to court in like 6 months or however long that takes, you know how much money we're going to be worth by then? The way things are going now? Man, I'm going to be a rich man. Shit.
You're going to be a rich man selling a piece of empanada loca to Jonah Perlman in 6 months. Is that what you just said to me?
Don't worry, baby. If I'm a rich man, you're going to be a rich woman.
Okay, that's a really cute fantasy, Luis, but that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because I killed his pops and you cooked him into fucking empanadas.
You're really very hung up on that. You gotta let that go.
Oh, my God, Luis. If you give Jonah Perlman another reason to be in this building, that's game over.
Nah, but we hiding in plain
sight. Again, trying to sell him part of your business and going to court first just for fun, that is not hiding in anything. Oh, my God, I'm losing my shit, man. That's why it's getting worse, because I'm just so fucking freaked
it's
out all the fucking
worse.
Time.
It's
been
worse.
3 people now, okay? I can't
now,
even...
I would say our lives are getting better, not worse. Because, listen, hey, come here, Dolores, hey, come here.
Not our lives. Me, I'm talking about what I need right now, okay? I'm so fucking anxious all the time. I can't sleep. I'm a fucking always shaking, like...
Okay, well, anxiety is what some states prescribe this for. Have some Gorilla Glue.
I don't want to keep...
Well, fine, then you want my soup? Have some of my...
No, I gotta deal with what's in front.
Okay, but listen. I got Carmen and Nelly up there now. And soon, probably a third person. And listen, babe, that means I'm going to have more time to be with you. And to grow this business the way I always wanted to. And finally have the financing to franchise this shit. Then you know what we're going to do? We're going to stay here comfortably. And we're going to be able to buy like a summer country house. Just for you and me. In like... Where you want to go that's relaxing? Huh?
Jersey?
Jersey? Nah, fuck Jersey, babe. I mean like Vermont or some shit.
Australia, down under. Or if there's somewhere further away than that, I want to go there, the exact other side of the planet.
Listen, Mommy, whatever makes you happy, I'm along for the ride. But you gotta start trusting me. Here. Come on, I'll light it for you.
Okay.
You know what else? That's just tomato soup. No meat or nothing.
Okay. Damn, Luis. That's really good soup.
I love you.
You really honestly think it could work out like that?
Of course I do.
Dolores! Dolores!
What, honey? What's wrong?
I need help. I think she's dying. I need help.
Who's dying?
My grandmother. She's back in her room.
And I follow Nelly in through this hallway full of photos of this woman I think must be her mom. They look just alike. And a photo of a man, maybe her dad, in a military uniform. But the walls in Sophia's bedroom are just lined with like stacks and stacks of old newspapers and books, romance novels and true crime stuff. And it smells like urine. And on the floor next to the bed are a bunch of empty pill bottles and empty Chinese food containers. And an extremely large woman in a yellow nightgown on the floor. Next to a puddle. Sophia? Sophia, I'm Dolores. I'm Nelly's friend. Do you need some help?
No.
You having trouble breathing?
I got bad lungs. I tried to get up. I think I twisted my knee and something in my hip snapped too. I felt it all the way through my So I couldn't get to the bathroom in time.
Sophia, we're gonna get you to the hospital.
No,
okay?
No.
Yes. Okay. No. Nelly, honey,
should I call?
Yes, call right now.
No, I won't go. I won't go.
It's okay.
I won't.
Try. Please try to calm down.
I can't go outside again. I can't. I haven't in 3 years. It's been 3. I can't go out there now. It's not safe.
Well, listen, I know what it's like to be afraid of what's out in the real world, but you can't...
You don't understand. I would die if I go back out there. Oh.
Sophia, honestly, you're gonna die if you stay trapped in here. So either way...
Then I pick my own bed. Let me stay in my own bed.
I don't think I can even get you to your own bed, Sophia.
I refuse treatment. I won't. I don't want to be kept alive on a machine in a hospital.
But they can't help you with the pain. At least, even if you don't want long-term...
It doesn't matter. The pain. It doesn't matter. Just let me go. Not to the hospital, but go. She's gonna let me go.
They're coming.
Good.
I'm not going to the hospital.
Shh. Nelly, why don't you go wait outside so you can let him in, okay?
Okay.
It's gonna be okay, Mamita. You know that, right?
Okay.
I told you I'm not going anywhere.
Do not.
Sophia, please forgive me for butting into your family business. I know this is not my place, but I care about Nelly. And she should not be seeing you like this. She's 17. She cannot be responsible for you like this.
Then let me go already. I can't go outside.
Yes, yes,
no,
trust me.
No,
trust me.
Go
I got
outside
you.
Again, please. I can't.
I got you, Sophia, okay? It's gonna be okay.
No.
It's gonna be okay.
No.
Shh.
No.
I got you. I got you. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. I'm looking at this woman who has turned against herself. Somebody who wants to die. And she's looking at me like she wants me to. Am I supposed to put her out of her misery? I could. I think
I want to. I...
They're here.
Oh, thank God.
No!
And that fear in Sophia's eyes, that panic on her face when the paramedics come in. I just keep rubbing her temples while they talk to her, you know? And by the grace of my magic hands, she says she'll go to the hospital. And then me and Nelly get a cab and we meet the ambulance at the emergency room up at Columbia. And they put Sophia on breathing tubes and an IV so she can sleep. They say me and Nelly should go back home so we can sleep. And when we get back to our building, Jonah Perlman's waiting outside. He came all the way here from Crown Heights for Nelly to keep her company tonight. Nelly and Jonah Perlman. Maybe he does want to invest in Empanada Loca. Maybe Nelly's thing with this guy is going to be the thing that saves us.
I still say you should have put her out of her misery.
No, I should have done exactly what I did do. Now she'll get the help she needs.
But it's not the help she wants.
She doesn't know what she wants. She's sick. But listen. Jonah Perlman's upstairs right now.
Now? Mm. It's like 1 a.m.
Okay, well, those two are a thing.
A thing? Like...
Yes, like that.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I am not.
Huh, okay.
I think he's good for Nelly right now. With Sophia in the hospital and her mom up at Hudson and her... Was he overseas, her dad?
Yeah, he's like in the Middle East or some shit.
Fuck, man, I didn't know, so... Yeah, we gotta let Nelly have this, okay?
Don't... Who said anything about not letting her have this? That's fucking fantastic for us. Now Jonah's gotta be, like, even more invested in this place. Damn, what... What if Nelly's gonna be the reason we make it out of this okay?
That's what I was thinking.
Stranger things have happened, right?
I was all worried you were gonna be like, you know.
Stop worrying, Mommy. You and me are gonna be good.
God, I really wanna believe that. I really do.
Believe it, Mommy. Believe it. You stepped in enough shit for one lifetime. Karma's about to get you back, like, tenfold.
You mean in a good way, right?
Good like you don't even know. Like a fucking Australian cruise. How about that? And then you want your house in Jersey too? You about to get it.
Fuck, man. I just want a normal life.
Why? You're not normal. Normal is the last thing you are. Come here, baby.
Luis.
Fuck, it fucking scares me. How much I love you.
No, but Luis, ow. Ow. Why? What? Stop. Stop!
Why?
Can we just please have sex for once?
Maybe that's what we're doing.
No, that's not. Okay, that's sex, but can't we fuck?
That's not fucking?
No, that's not fucking. Why will you still not just fuck me? I want you to fuck me, Luis. I'm not offering. I'm saying I want that. I can't stop biting my thighs and be a fucking man.
Well, I don't want to do it if you're yelling at me.
Yeah, but I've been trying to make this work with you, okay? But I
so
can't
what I do is not enough for you?
No, it isn't. I want to be able to look you in the eye. I want your dick, okay? I want to feel your dick.
But my
in
dick
my...
doesn't...
What?
It doesn't work right.
Yes, it does.
No, it... There's a lot of... scar tissue from an accident that happened, so you know, just the way it healed, it like it doesn't look like a
I've actually never seen. So wait, but does that make it like painful or
it's just not something I do?
Okay, because of your scar tissue?
Well, yeah.
Listen, man, if we're gonna have all these secrets with each other, we can't have secrets from each other, okay, Luis? That's the deal. I gotta know, what's the problem?
When I was 12.
12? So have you never...
No.
Okay, wow. So you're, are you?
Well, I've done other things, obviously.
No, I know, obviously. So, what kind of accident?
My dad's.
Your dad?
It wasn't his fault. He'd never have, I mean, she told me not to tell. And then by the time she left, he didn't know that I'd already tried to. I just wanted to fucking cut it off. But I only got halfway through because I lost so much blood, I passed out before it fully.
Oh, God. Okay, shh. It's okay, it's okay. It's gonna be okay.
I never told anybody.
I'm really sorry that happened to you, Luis. Honey, I gotta, that's a lot to process.
I wanna taste you, Mommy.
Still?
Always. I always wanna taste you.
So he does what he does, and then he licks it up like the fucking cannibal foodie he is. And I am really not sure why I haven't killed him. Why am I still trying to make this work? And then the next morning, that girl Claire comes down.
This is so amazing. You have this little business going now.
Wait, you didn't have that before.
What?
I was real distracted that day, but I would have noticed that.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous? Mm. The metal's eco-friendly and the diamond's conflict-free.
They got eco-friendly, conflict-free engagement rings
now. Oh, yeah, sure.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know what he did? Mm. We were taking a walk over by the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's so pretty over there.
Yeah.
We like to walk to that lighthouse, you know, the little red lighthouse by the George Washington Bridge. It's the only lighthouse in Manhattan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my best friend's just like, happened to be there. So I was like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And she's like, I'm here to take pictures. And I'm like, of what? And then I turn around and he's on his knee.
Uh-huh. I mean, uh-huh, that's so cute.
Anyway.
Why don't you undress to the level of your comfort?
Sure.
So I'm working on her back. This bath that was in my shower today. She gets to use my shower. Her and her person. Her person who proposed to her at the fucking lighthouse by the bridge. That fucking lighthouse by the bridge. Me and Dominic used to take walks over there together. Most romantic spot in Washington Heights, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm happy for her, you know, that she got that. She got her person. And I'm happy for fucking Nelly and Jonah, too. They got to be each other's people. And I got a guy who won't fuck me. I feel my fingers walking themselves up her back. Oh, my God. Her little neck. I could do her so quick, man. She probably wouldn't even feel it much. What the fuck have I become?
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
I don't feel so good. It just hit me.
Oh, no. You need some water?
No, I think something I ate didn't sit right.
Do you need me to come back?
Yeah. I need you to come back later, okay?
Yeah. You don't look so good.
Thanks, man. I just gotta...
I'll come back.
Yeah, thanks. I guess she thinks I have diarrhea. Whatever, she's still alive. And Sophia's still alive. And Luis, too, for that matter. So maybe there's still hope for me yet.
Thank you.
The Horror of Dolores Roach, created by Aaron Mark. With Daphne Rubin Vega, Bobby Cannavale, Keita Updike, Lilius White, and Abigail Spencer. Written and directed by Aaron Mark. Executive produced by Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Katie Pastor, Matthew Ball, and Daphne Rubin Vega. Associate produced by M.R. Daniel. Sound design by Haley Shaw. Foley recording by Nico Osborne. Mixed by Matthew Ball. Score by Allison Leighton Brown. The Horror of Dolores Roach is a production of Gimlet Media.